Mandy,
Daddy.
the state of Alabama traveler.
Listen.
I found you.
Listen. I'm oriented.
Look, I knew last week when I should have gone ahead and just done some tutorials for you for the Auburn Cheers. I should have done it so you could have been
I
the
think I
cool
have it for
aunt.
now. I got it for now. Don't worry about it. We were on it. We were on it. Here's what I think they have done at Camp War Eagle is they have overestimated middle-aged people's ability to go all day long in 100-degree weather. Because let me tell you, we went all day long. We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner supplied by the University of Auburn and or Auburn
I
University
was about to
or
say,
whatever,
flip
whatever.
it, but okay.
I'm
Yeah,
oriented.
I
I'm
gotcha.
oriented and exhausted. Yeah, I mean, it was non-stop. And can we just talk about the things that they think we need to be oriented on?
Okay.
Because I'll be honest, I was a little confused at the
Okay.
need to have a 30-minute session on some of these things.
Okay. I can't wait to hear the list.
Because let me assure you, what my parents never did was look at a course catalog from Mercer University.
Oh, yeah. Well, parents are different these days, you know.
Well, I think
Children are
somebody,
bringing their parents to job interviews, so.
I mean, the first hour and a half, we had somebody from dining, billing and account services, campus safety and security, the Auburn Police, the Tiger ID office, the office of the registrar, and the medical clinic. Okay, that's fine. That's like some quick 10-minute hits, right? Can we be done with that now? Great.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about all those things.
Yep.
Nope. 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 Then we had to have some more people come in from academic support, the
Oh.
library, career discovery and success, university writing, and the bookstore. Okay,
Okay.
great. Then can we be done with that now? No.
Nope.
No, because then we had to go to some breakout sessions, all of which were repeats of things we had already heard about.
Wow.
So then we have to leave with this room where we are and walk in the heat to a different building to find a different room where we sat in a smaller room for 30 minutes to hear something we had already heard about.
That's okay.
And I just, honest to goodness, the majority of it, I was sitting there thinking, this is stuff Will needs to know. There's nothing I need to know about his online ID process. Like everything that we learned, honest to goodness, the stuff that was really
Yeah.
needed for parents could have been done in a day,
Yeah.
top. But let me tell you what Auburn has figured out. They are running a racket.
Yeah.
Because there were 525 freshmen there in this particular session, and it was one of 12 sessions that they will have this summer. It is $150 per kid,
Ooh.
$75 per parent.
Okay.
And you know, the local hotels love it. So, you know,
There we go.
kudos to Auburn for making some money this summer.
There we
And
go.
boy, howdy, we are oriented. Let me
I
tell you.
mean, the question is, do you know the motions to the cheers, and can you effectively say war damn?
Well, nobody told us war damn, but yeah, I know about how you count it off
Yep.
and stuff. Yeah.
One, two, three. Bada
The
good, bada
nun
good.
was there.
Oh, the nun was there. Look at
The nun
you.
was there
Meeting
at the
all the
pep
people.
rally. Yep. So listen, it was good. Will is very excited.
Good.
He met some fun people. He got registered for some classes. Julie got to see his actual dorm room. I may have left yesterday at lunchtime and said, I've done all I can do here. I'm gonna go to Montgomery now and get some tomatoes.
So one of my favorite stories is from when my uncle was going through orientation. Now, this is my mother's brother, so you can imagine what year that was. We're going to try 19, like 71. And Gogi told this story her whole life. She was appalled that a parent would ask this question. A parent in the orientation in 1971 asked this question. Who's going to wake my child up in time to go to class?
Girl, bye.
And everybody laughed at her. But
Yeah.
now, like, it sounds like that's exactly what they expect.
You know, it's just a lot. It's
Yeah.
a lot. And that, I mean, there was some good information in there, but it really is a racket. And you know, Julie's on all these Facebook groups, like parental, Auburn
Oh,
parental
I'm
Facebook
sure.
groups.
I'm
And
sure
it's just like, how do these people know how to come in out of the rain?
they don't.
And have they ever heard of Google?
Yeah, their mamas are standing over them with an umbrella.
There's a woman. So you know, I can't remember now what her name is, but the woman who was like the Tennessee connection person in the admissions office had a funny name. Like, I want to say it was Lady something. It was like her name was a title.
Okay.
She had a middle name. But then the like head of like student services or something, she came in. Her name is Lady as well. I was thinking it was going to be this girl, but it wasn't. But no, this name was Lady, and I liked her and she was funny. But she told the story of a woman who called her and said, "I'm just so sorry. We're just going to have to withdraw. It's just not going to work out." And she was like, "Well, let's talk through this. How did we get here? What's
Yeah.
going on?" And the woman's like, "Look, you know, my daughter is just not making any friends. We came down from Chicago. For Camp War Eagle, it was great. And then we got her moved in and everything went really well. But it's been 3 weeks now. And I'm just, you know, she's, you know, we've done this, we've done that. And she's just not making any friends." And Lady said, "Where are you standing right now?"
Yeah.
The woman had literally moved in
I don't know.
with her daughter.
That's why
So,
she's not making any friends.
exactly. So anyway, it was a lot. I'm exhausted. But there was, you know, Will's excited and that's what matters. So
Well, it really is a great place. I enjoyed all the time that I visited there. Of course, famously, my grandfather said I defected to the north and went to Samford in Birmingham. But I did spend a lot of time down there, and it's a great little town. It's a sweet place. So I know Will's gonna love it. It's a lot of fun, and it's some good academics too.
Yeah,
So
he got registered for some classes.
does he
So,
know what he wants to do, or is he just getting the basics out of the way?
well, it's a journey.
Okay.
The child who has always said he wanted to do business, perhaps law, which I'm like, no, suddenly decided he wanted to enroll in the School of Architecture.
Okay. They have a great architecture school if that's
Yes,
what
they
his
do.
dream is,
Yes, they
but
do. And
it's not easy.
I think perhaps that might be why he latched onto that because, you know, he was deciding he wanted to go to the one college that did not offer him any money. And so he said, "But it's because I want to go there because I want to do architecture and they have this great architecture school," which, you know, you can't argue with that. That's the
No,
truth.
it's the truth.
He went and toured the School of Architecture earlier in the summer. Or late in the spring at some point, and quickly changed his major to building science.
Okay.
As a firm believer in a liberal arts education, his aunt might have had some issues yesterday when we were in the School of Architecture and the academic advisor kept mentioning, you know, people who specialize in concrete. I may have laughed out loud at that and looked at Will and said, "You gonna major in concrete? Are you gonna shame me for that, Dad? I'm not gonna shame you for it." He
can go get an internship with my brother. I'm sure he would love an Auburn, a fellow Auburn man over at in Perry at the big construction company.
So anyway, we shall
There we
see.
go.
I did suggest that perhaps his one fine arts, not be architecture. They had pre-enrolled him in that. I said, perhaps this should be our one chance to go to a different part of campus. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Fine. I love it.
We'll see. And I don't, I mean, you know, he's not, he's never shown any sort of affinity for any of that. And so we'll see. He may very well change his mind. I don't know. He is very good at physics. And
But
that's a big component.
it's like, yeah, it is physics drawing. Is he a drawer at all? Okay.
No.
I mean, they have computers that do it all now. Okay, I look, let figure it out. That's what college is for, right? To figure it all out.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's excited. So that's what matters.
Good. Good.
But I did go to Auburn by way of Birmingham because
Right.
that's the way. It's the way I travel.
Way you roll.
Yeah, headed to Birmingham Saturday afternoon and went to the Wine Runner Rescue fundraiser.
Love that.
Lime and cheese. So that was
Stop.
fun. Lime and cheese, yep.
I love that.
So that was fun. Got to see some fun people. It's so funny because the whole way I found Wine Runner Rescue of the South was through my friend Shauna, who adopted a puppy. They rescued a dog who was pregnant named Willow, and they were pretty sure that Willow was pregnant with full-blooded Wymes. And lo and behold, if she was, she was pregnant with full-blooded Wymes.
Full-blooded.
And Shauna adopted one of those puppies, and she added me to a Facebook group because I was so invested in the puppies. And so I got to be friends with a lot of those people. Fast forward, like, I don't even think it might have been a year. And Etta and I were out on the beach, and this woman comes up and she says, "May I pet your wine?" And I was like, "Of course." And she said, "I have a wine. I rescued her. Her name is Willow." I was like, "The Willow?"
The Willow.
So I got to see Jennifer. She lives in New Orleans. So I got to see her. Willow has
Good.
since passed on.
Oh.
But she has just rescued, she didn't even mean to. She saw this beautiful blue wine, who she named Colonel Forbin, I think is his name.
Okay.
But he was, she's actually a veterinary drug rep,
Okay.
right? And so she had seen this beautiful boy. He's like seven. He was in the shelter, and so she just pulled him.
Yeah.
And then ended up adopting him because he was like the perfect dog.
The perfect dog.
So they were there because the rescue invites guests of honor to come, and so there were several. There were about five wines there. The only other time I had been was when I had Dash, who is also known as the Pony.
Yes, Dash was
And
gigantic.
Dash, if anybody was around him and not talking to him, he would fuss at them. So he spent a lot of time that night barking at everybody who was not petting him.
Nice.
And then when I wasn't paying attention, he stuck his head into the trash can. And
Yep.
he was so big that when he sticks his head into the trash can, it's basically like halfway into the trash
Yep.
can, thereby knocking the entire trash can over.
Yep.
So my previous wine and cheese experience was a little different, but this was fun, and the guests of honor were much better behaved.
Good.
So yeah,
I'm
so
really surprised you did not come home with a dog.
Betsy was like, "Okay, when are you? It's almost June's almost over. It's almost time." So yeah,
Yeah.
we're working. I think I'm still gonna get Freddie. Poor little Freddie's still in boarding.
Still?
Yes, bless him. So I think I am gonna get Freddie, but we'll see. Sort of
Okay.
work out the timing on that.
I just knew you were going to angle the camera down today and be like, look what I brought home. And I was like, oh,
It's still
still
June.
the month of no.
Still June.
Yeah.
So then, and then otherwise, just sort of good riddance to college
Look.
baseball. Bye. Glad
Bye. It's
the season's over.
I was so disappointed Monday.
Today is the 5-year anniversary to the Vandy Boys 2019 victory, that was the most fun. Everybody keeps talking about this Tennessee. Is this the best college baseball team ever? No.
No,
And
no,
some people have crunched the numbers and have shown even like that no. Yes,
no.
they were very good, and yes, they did win all the things. But no, that 2019 Vandy team was better. So,
Of course they were.
but how about Schloss? So, for those of you who don't keep up with college baseball quite like we do, the A&M's coach,
Yes, so
and
this was.
A&M was the other team in the finals. They also had a historic season. But their coach, who had come over from TCU,
Like 2 years ago.
and when he was interviewing, or when he was still at TCU, and somebody asked him at TCU, "Are you taking the A&M job?" And he was like, "No, this is my job." Well,
By God.
history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes.
Yeah.
So this year, the Texas Longhorns fired their coach, and the talk about who was going to replace that coach heated up after the second game of the finals. So it's a 3-game series, game three if needed, and it was needed because the A&M blew a lead, and Tennessee came back and won game two, so they had to go to game three. And between game two and three, before the very last game of the season, all of a sudden Twitter starts lighting up, talking about Schloss is going to take the UT job, A&M's arch rival. These boys are prepping for this final game, and
Yep.
that's what's going on. So fast forward, they lose the game. The Schloss is doing his post-game interview, and a reporter for Texas Ags, which is like a Texas A&M newspaper, asks him, there's this vacancy, there's lots of talk about it, what are your plans? And he shames the guy. He literally says, like, shame on you for asking me that question. I left my family to take this job. I don't ever plan on looking for another job. I mean, just on and on. It was really confrontational. And then apparently, after the press conference, went up to the guy and further berated him and was like, "I will never speak to you again." Which, guess what? That doesn't matter because 24 hours later, guess who the new head coach of Texas, University of Texas baseball is? What a shitty thing to do.
So did you see his speech? And this was kind of the first thing I was going to talk about. I saw this earlier today. Did you see his speech at Texas? His
No.
first press conference? I just saw a clip of it. I did not watch it. I did not seek it out because I think he's just a scumbag. For doing exactly what you just said, but he apologized from his speech. He said, and I was like,
Fuck
dude.
all the way off,
But
dude.
if you li I want you to go find it and listen to it because it wasn't really an apology, but it was sort of talking
I'm
around
sorry
one.
you feel that way.
It was so gross. And I was like, if I was Texas, I would not want that guy as my coach.
Right? And
Like, what are you?
if I had a kid that played high school
Yes.
baseball that was looking to go into college, I would
Yeah.
no more send him to Texas.
No. And now, like, they're all the pundits that I follow on all the stuff are saying, well, now the transfer portal is going to be full of A&M guys going to Texas with them. So if I was A&M, I would be
Well,
pissed.
I've seen several people talk about, and Texas A&M people, so
Yes.
accurate it is, but I've seen them be like, these are the criminal investigations that need to happen.
Yes.
One of the things I saw today was that apparently they started talking after the A&M UGA series, so that was like before regionals.
Oh, they've been, there's
And
no
so,
way this has not been in the
oh God, I
works.
mean, obviously, but so that's when it all started.
Yeah.
basically finished. Like he's known since then. And so
Henry.
since, the entire postseason, he has been, planning his departure.
What a douche nogle.
I just, God, that's just awful.
Well, the one that I did see today was our friend from over at Big Boo Cast, Melanie Schenkel, calls him a snake. And I'm like, I would have called him something worse than that.
She doesn't talk as bad as we do.
No, she doesn't. They're not explicit, I'm sure. But Lord, it was the worst. Like, it's worse than Lane Kiffin jumping around going, this is my dream job. This is worse than that.
It really is. And now that he's got a history,
Yeah.
as Jan Levan Zant told us, when you see crazy coming cross the street, like, don't be dealing with
Don't
him.
deal with him. But I do, I can't, I hope you'll go at least look for that little clip of his apology, air quotes, because it makes it worse. But like, it's interesting to see how he talks around it. And I'm like, there's no way I would send my kid to that guy to play.
Not a chance.
No way.
And I feel so bad for those boys.
I
That's
do
just
too. I hope A&M finds somebody really good to take his place that'll keep all those boys and, make them pay. Because, next year they get to play in the SEC. So I'm sure they will have a big series against them. That's going to be interesting.
I just saw one tweet that mentioned the guy who's the coach at Michigan. And he was a former Vandy assistant. And, he's a good guy. Like, I feel like they need to get somebody in there that's like.
Yeah. Well, and they got plenty of money, so they can afford somebody really good. So, hopefully they find somebody great.
Yeah, I just
So
hate.
now I'm an Aggies fan. Not that I wasn't before, but like I'm a really big Aggies fan now that he did that to him. 'Cause Lord help.
You ain't ever seen two people in
Oh,
a hotel room in Auburn rooting so hard for Texas
I
A&M
know.
life.
I was screaming at my TV.
Sister was like, you better have your finger on that button ready to change the channel. I don't want to see 1 second of
Yeah.
celebrating.
Mm-mm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I love your sister.
And we already had it on mute. Like, we couldn't even listen to it because Chris Burke, one of the commentators, is a UT grad. And of
Yeah.
course, so he just can't help it. Of course
He
he's
can't
in
help
it.
it.
Of course he is, but we sure don't want to listen to it.
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so that was big news today. Big news today. I can't wait to see all the fallout from it. So I'm sure we'll have more to say. So I went to the lake last weekend and had a great time. It was just lovely. I did put SPF 50 on, but what I failed to do was reapply.
Yeah.
And so I'm on, you can't see on the screen, but I'm on like my third peel.
Oh,
I
God.
know. I know. I know. I know. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better because I'm going back up next week for the fourth. I'm going to do better. But as my old boss at Geico used to say, tan fat looks so much better than pale fat. So I do feel like I at least have a little color.
Well, good.
Yeah. But I
You
mean,
can get that from a spray tan, my friend
I
Tiffany.
know. I know.
Friend
I know.
Tiffany in
That's
Atlanta
What I should do.
has a great spray tan business, raw, organic, sunless tanning.
There we go. There we go.
It's
I love it. I love it.
yeah.
But anyway, it was great. You know, my happy place is at the water. So just floating in the water just made me the happiest little girl in the world.
Good.
And like, not least one of those lakes, like Sinclair, I grew up on. It doesn't bother me that, there's so much mud in the water that it turns your bathing suit orange and the bottom's real squishy and whatever. But let me tell you what, these TVA lakes are kept up real nice and you float in that water and you can see your feet. Like
Wow.
you float vertically and you can see your feet.
That is
It's crazy.
impressive.
It's very impressive. It's a great lake. So excited to get back up there for that next week. The other thing, there's not much going on in my world, obviously, because this next thing is the only thing I got going on. So I live in an area that it's not as many local restaurants and more chains. And so we have every kind of fast food place in the world up here, just about. We're actually getting two more. And One of them I love, and one of them I've never eaten at before, and I want everybody's opinion that knows about it. So, the first one we're getting is an Arby's, which I love a Jamocha shake. I don't eat fast food a lot, but I get a craving every once in a while for something, and every once in a while it's an Arby's roast beef sandwich. So I'm excited about that. But the other one that we're getting that I've never eaten at before is a Whataburger.
Girl,
Okay, tell me about
I
it.
have four words for you. I just had to
Okay.
count them. I
All
just had to count
right.
them on my hand. Y'all can't see, but that's what I did.
Okay.
I have four words for you.
Okay.
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
All right. That's what I'm looking for is suggestions. So the honey butter chicken
Honey
biscuit.
butter chicken biscuit.
Okay. So the Arby's is real close to opening up. The Whataburger they're still working on. So it's going to be a minute. So I got some time to procure a list. But honey butter chicken biscuit, I'll definitely try it.
Yeah, I mean, you won't go back to Chick-fil-A
Okay.
for a biscuit.
Yeah, I mean, it's
It's
literally around the corner, so I'm okay with
far
it.
superior. Far
Okay.
superior.
Okay, great.
They also it's a Texas chain, so you know how they are.
Right.
We have them around here. They
Right.
something about their ketchup, like there's something special about their ketchup.
Okay. All right.
But I think you have to ask for the fancy ketchup or something.
Okay.
I don't know. There's some ketchup something.
Okay.
Apparently they also do like breakfast burritos and stuff, but I can't like the honey butter chicken
Okay.
biscuit. I think I'm done.
All right.
And then what else have I had that is good? Oh, they make a really good patty melt.
Okay. I love a patty melt. Sometimes that's
Patty
what I,
melt.
when I do go to the Waffle House, that's one of my two orders. That's my non-breakfast order.
Yeah, those of you who've been coming to 30A for a while, if you came and got off of I-10 and came through Dethuniac, will remember that for the longest time, all that was there was a McDonald's and a Whataburger.
Okay.
Now there is, then they built a KFC, then they built a Zaxby's, and now they have built a Chick-fil-A. I will still go to the Whataburger for a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Okay. I love that. I love that. I love that. The one thing they don't have up here, and I don't drink a lot anymore, but when I did, the best cure for me for a hangover was three cheese crystals and a water.
Girl, you sound like you from Macon.
I am from Macon. There we go. Three cheese crystals and a water from the one on Bonneville Avenue, if you know, you know.
Listen.
And they don't have crystal burgers up here. There are no crystals. And not that I need them for a hangover. I don't do that anymore, but I every once in a while I get a hankering for a crystal burger.
Can't say I've ever had that hankering.
Can't do it. I couldn't do it if I think it's because I can't do it.
Yeah. We would not go to Crystal. My forever hangover cure is a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, we had definitely had McDonald's, unfortunately.
But we would hit the Crystal on Spring Street.
Oh, yeah.
We would hit that one up late night on the way home. More than once in my life have we been digging for quarters in the cracks of our car seats. And more my friends than me, I'll have to say. Even then, I was studying. This was in law school. They were all out partying, and I was picking them up from the bar,
You know
annoyed.
what else they don't have up here is Krispy Kreme. Speaking of Spring Street in Macon, which is gone now.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that thank you for that Whataburger selection. I cannot wait for it to open. I will definitely have to go try a honey butter biscuit. Any other favorites that our listeners have, please let me know. I will add them and I will do all the market research and get back to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was pretty pumped about it.
Listen, little things. We've gotten a new, when I moved down here, the nearest fast food was a McDonald's beyond Sandestin. Like it wasn't all the way in Destin, but it was, it was a solid 12, 15 miles away was the closest fast food. Now they've got a Chick-fil-A in Miramar. And they, listen, they just opened a new McDonald's in the Publix parking lot.
What?
I know.
Wow.
And we keep getting Del Tacos.
See, I don't have a Del Taco.
I don't know that I've ever eaten at a Del Taco. I feel
I have not either.
like I should at least try it out.
I think you should. I think I should try the Whataburger. You should try the Del Taco, and we should discuss.
Boy, I'm not liking looking at myself today. I'm sorry
Oh.
that you are having to as well.
I did get my hair done yesterday, and I'm trying dry shampoo for the first time
For the first time?
as a literal dirty blonde.
For the first
Yeah,
time.
I've never dry shampooed because
Girl,
I'm a
welcome to
dirt.
the other side.
I know, right? So I think I like it so far. I don't think you can tell how greasy it was this morning. So next time I have favorites, I'm gonna add it to the list. But yeah, I did get my hair done yesterday.
Good.
Yeah. So there we go. It's all Becca down in Dunwoody. I get bougie haircuts. So we're 1 month out. Today is Wednesday the 26th, and we're 1 month out, Mandy. We are 1 month away from the Olympics. And I mean, I could not be more excited.
Me either.
So there's been a lot. We've had a lot going on with trials today. In just an hour or so, or two maybe, we start the men's gymnastics Olympic trials tonight on TV. So by the time you hear this, the girls will be in the mix, and we'll have all the sorority rush excitement of picking the team. But I was watching, first of all, Snoop Dogg doing the track and field
My God,
was
y'all.
the
He got
best.
on the track and ran.
The best.
He
I
ran
cannot
on the track
wait.
in a star-spangled outfit.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Leslie Jones, Snoop Dogg, and Flava Flav has been on TV too with the water polo girls. Y'all, it's gonna be the best. I cannot wait. So all those things, but I was watching the track and field, and you know, some of it is great. But those heptathlon, I can't even say the word.
Heptathlon.
Heptathlon ladies are beasts. I mean,
Yeah.
gosh, good
Somebody,
grief.
sister. Oh, Brandon Marsh, the guy from the Phillies who wets his hair,
Yes.
his sister is a heptathlete, and she was there. I don't think she made the Olympics, but she was competing at the trials.
Just to be able to, y'all, that, I mean, okay, so I looked up the other night just because I can never remember the seven, but in 2 days, these women do 100-meter hurdles, the shot put, high jump, 800 meters, 200 meters, javelin. Did I say javelin? No, I didn't say javelin. And discus, maybe. There's seven in 2 days. It's crazy. But the one that is just weird, y'all. I mean, it's so weird. It's almost like those hobby horse weirdos that ride hobby horses around a fake, like the vegan horse shows. It's the steeplechase. I don't get it. It's a lower hurdle that they can step on, and then it's a hurdle that they jump in the water and go kersplash. And I just don't get it. Like, you're
How is
not
that an Olympic event?
a horse. Like, what in the world? But look, they.
The only thing weirder are those girls who think they're horses.
Yes.
Have you ever seen
Have
those?
you seen the hobby horse?
Yes, but that the weirdest ones are the girls who think they're horses.
This is what that is. They're running
Well,
this
it's
kind
close.
of, kind of.
Oh,
Was
God.
like, I forgot how weird this is. And I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's kersplashing in a puddle. What is this? And they were dying laughing at me, laughing at, I was like, well, I don't understand. You're not a horse.
How is this an Olympic sport?
There is, well, I said about a lot of them, but there is a thing for horses called the steeplechase.
Exactly.
What are we doing? So anyway, that's always weird, but otherwise, it was really great track and field. There's some great little stories. I was sad that the high school boy that was running, the 16-year-old, didn't make it.
Well, he made it in the relay, didn't he?
Oh, he did? Okay, that's
Made a
good.
relay.
He didn't make it as an individual. But he is cute. And then there's that guy that is the Walmart deli man.
Oh, I hadn't heard about him.
Yep, so he's a sprinter and he works at Walmart in the deli, and Walmart has paid for all of his friends and family to go to Oregon to watch him run.
Good.
So
Well,
I'm very
they
hopeful that
better.
they will also foot the bill to
I was
Paris.
gonna say if he made it to Paris, I hope they pick that up as well,
We will see Walmart.
which transitions us into my Olympic moment,
Yes.
which is a kid from Moultrie is
I'm so
going to
excited.
the Olympics.
So I need to click on this link to.
So his name is Carson Tyler. His mama is about, we can't remember if she's 1 year or 2 years younger than us. I need to ask Brooke.
Younger than us as a kid going to the Olympics. God,
Well,
we're old.
you're 2 years younger than me, so she's probably your age.
Okay.
But she was a cheerleader, real quiet, real sweet. Married a guy, and they bought Mr. Roscoe Stallings' pool company. So they
Okay.
own Roscoe's pools. But for those of you who don't know about Moultrie's diving prowess, back in probably the 60s, because I'm trying to think. So Moose Moss was a Moultrie native. He lived out in Doran. He was a farmer. He was part of the Flying Tigers in World War II, just
Love
like a
that.
badass individual.
Yep.
His daughter Peggy got into diving, and so he built a diving well out on the farm in Doran, and started coaching her. And Peggy's our mom's age.
Yeah.
And so then just loved coaching and was really good at it. And so eventually developed the Moose Moss Farms Flying Tigers. And everybody would train out in Doran. He had his grandson Jeffrey Moss was our age. Divers were always going to nationals. They were all dove in college, Naval Academy, SEC schools. Lauren McCauley was I want to say she was like a national champion
Yeah.
at UT.
I know that name.
My friend Camilla, who worked for Saxby, Camilla dove at Harvard. They've just been really successful.
Yeah.
And Camilla's mom was an architect. And before the 96 Olympics, is it that old?
Atlanta.
That feels like it was really, but I feel sure it had to be before the 96 Olympics. The city of Moultrie built a like for real legit diving well in Moultrie. And so we hosted a couple of different international teams who trained in Moultrie before they went to Atlanta for the
Love
Olympics.
it. Love it.
And so it's just there've been, it's just become a powerhouse of a
I
program.
did not know this about Moultrie.
Oh yeah, girl, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Singing and diving. What the heck?
And they host well, it was really just diving. My sister was really the only swimmer.
Well, I was
And
going to say singing.
I was
Singing.
thinking, I thought
Yeah.
she was,
You're the
yeah,
singer.
and my sister didn't swim in Moultrie. She swam in America's, but they host big national meets and the whole nine yards. Moultrie's got a legacy of great divers, but Carson is the first one to actually make the Olympics,
I
and
love
so
it. And
everybody is so excited. He made it in two events, which apparently
oh,
is unheard of. Which I feel like Greg Louganis dove on everything, right?
did he do springboard and
I
high
don't know.
dive or just high dive?
I don't know. I was surprised when they were talking about how this was like the first time somebody's qualified in two events. I don't know. Maybe I read that wrong. I was in the middle of orienting. But
Well,
anyway, so Carson,
I don't think he did springboard.
I don't know.
Luganis
Didn't he get his head on a springboard? Remember when
on the
he busted his
platform.
head? That was on the
It was on the
platform.
platform. He got too close, which always makes me go, oh, like one of the girls in the trials this time got too close. Like she didn't hit, but like it was very close. And I was like, oh,
Scary.
yep.
But anyway, so yeah, so everybody's very excited for Carson to be going.
Think it's
And
great.
they have started a GoFundMe for to help pay for his family to go. And then they're actually selling t-shirts, and I have provided the link for the t-shirts. It's not my particular style. I don't think I'll be buying the t-shirt myself, but if you are indeed interested in buying a t-shirt, then more power to you. And it will help fund his family's trip to Paris. And then they said if there's any left over, they will donate that money back to the diving, to the Moss Farms
Love
diving
that.
program to help them. So real excited about that. And then Birch actually sent me a text to let me know, give me an update on the bowls swimmers, because bowls has a great swimming program. That's where her
Yes.
son James goes to school. I did not know that Ryan Murphy and Caleb Dressel are Bowles grads.
Well, I knew Caleb was a Florida grad. I did not know that he was a Bowles grad.
So that's exciting. And so, in addition to them, let's see, who else has made it? Matt Fallon is
Okay.
going to the 200 breaststroke, and Jack Alexi was second in the sprints, 100 free and 50 free.
Look at
So,
that.
how about that?
That's
It's very
great.
exciting.
Thank you, Birch, for that contribution to the Olympic moment.
Absolutely. And then I saw that the women's soccer team was announced today.
Yes, it was.
And there was a big drama because Alex Morgan did not make the team. And Alex, if you don't like, you would recognize her if you Googled her, you would definitely recognize her. This will be the first international event since 2008 that she has not participated in. But
Yikes.
the women that play her position, the young women who play her position, have come up, and it's just that time for Alex to roll out. So
Yep.
Mallory Swanson, related to one Dansby Swanson via their marriage.
Yeah, their marriage.
Mallory will be going and playing that Alex's position.
So
Dennis
they're.
Rodman's daughter, who I believe her
Yep.
name is Trinity.
Yep. She's real good. I've seen her
She
interview
plays
for, yep.
Alex's position as well. So she's one of the ones that came up and took Alex's place. And I don't remember who the other ones were, but.
So I have a question about our Dansby boy. So he, baseball is no longer in the Olympics, which, whatever, whatever. We should bring it back, but whatever. Does that mean that he will not be able to go because it's right in the middle of the season?
So she played in an international tournament several years ago that happened to fall right around the All-Star break, and it was in Mexico, and the All-Star game was in LA. And that particular tournament, he did fly to Mexico to see her and then flew to the All-Star game. So he missed all the pre-All-Star game stuff
Right.
there for the day of the game.
Yeah.
So I don't see him making the All-Star team this year. So I don't know if they would be playing that week of the All-Star game, like if,
Yeah.
but he might would try to do something like that, like fly over
Yeah.
in the All-Star break to be able to see, but I don't know.
I mean, this soccer is a little bit different than some other sports. So it may not be once in a lifetime, but it's a pretty big dang deal. So I hope that if he would like to be there, that he gets to be there to watch her. So that's pretty
Paris will
awesome.
be, last year before she got hurt, she was expected to be in the World Cup, and that was like in Australia and New Zealand. That was obviously a no-go.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
But I feel like Paris might be doable.
Yeah. Love
So.
that. Love that. Well, we're getting ready. We're getting ready. Part of my sermon is about the Olympics. Shocker. Shocker. Yeah. So exciting. Thank you for all those contributions, Mandy. I love it. There's so many stories. I was watching, thinking, gosh, should I be taking notes? But like that, we could talk for hours about just the trials.
And
So
I'll be sharing a lot of stuff. If you don't follow us on Instagram already,
do
I'll
it.
be sharing a lot of stories on Instagram that I see posted. So y'all should
Yeah.
follow it because there'll be a lot of fun stuff there.
Yeah. And you know, NBC Olympics is gearing up too. They've got a great Instagram page that keeps you up to date on like that day, what times are things on TV and that kind of thing. So, all the things. Mandy, I see that this week you've got food and you, which I'm very excited about, are continuing the peach theme.
Well, so there was a development.
Okay.
I had already ordered my first shipment of Pearson Farm peaches to be shipped on June 30th. Because I like those are my favorite variety of peaches is
Okay.
that later in the summer. So I'd already ordered that, and then I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, and Pearson Farms was running a contest.
Yep.
Which of these is not a variety of peach? The first 10 people to answer correctly will get a box, a free box of peaches. And I was one of the first 10, and I guessed correctly, and my free box of peaches arrived today. I'm
Yay.
about to be overrun in peaches. So.
Well, I'm gonna need you to start eating some pork chops so you can fit them in your freezer.
Well. Katie, guess what's defrosting currently in the refrigerator? Well,
There we go.
so I just wanted that's peaches have been on my mind. What in the world can I do with all these peaches other than freeze them? And I just thought of another one I should have shared. I'll just tell y'all that. So our friend Casey texted last night a picture, and she's like, come get this out of my house. And I was like, what is it? Is it blueberry loaf? Which she made blueberry loaf last year, or her mom makes blueberry loaf on the 4th of July every year. And I was like, is that blueberry loaf? Because it had that smooth, Cool Whip sort of finish on it. And she said, no, this is something that my grandmother used to make. She used some peaches that she had put up last year, vanilla ice cream in a container of Cool Whip. And she said her grandmother would make it all summer. And I said, okay, well, wait, do you just layer it? And she
Yeah, what
said,
do you do?
you fold it all together. Just fold it, David, fold
Fold
it.
it, David, fold it.
And so you just fold all of that together and then you put it in like a 9 by 13 and freeze it. Looks delicious.
So
So there's your tool
it's
for you.
what are we calling this concoction?
Casey's Peach Delight. Trademark that. There is a party going on out here. I don't
I
know.
wondered if somebody was getting arrested.
Can you hear
No, but I mean, look, I saw somebody getting some shiny new bracelets just the other day on the side of the road. It was
don't
great.
know. Somebody's partying out there.
So it's
Shocker.
peaches, vanilla
Vanilla ice
ice
cream and cool.
cream, and
I'm
Cool
gonna let you type without talking out loud because that's not nice audio content. So. Keep going there, and I'm gonna move on to the next one,
I was
which
just making sure I had
is,
all the
but
ingredients.
you got it. Peach granita is another one of my favorites, and as hot as it is right now,
Is
this
hot.
is just lovely. I linked a recipe by Lydia Bastich. Is that her name? She's the little redheaded Italian lady that used to be on PBS. Whose son was Mario Batali's business partner. It's a little more complicated than I typically make. It's like
Ooh.
it's got prosecco and mint and
Ooh.
lemon juice and the whole nine. I'll have to tell you, and depending on how sweet your peaches are, like if your peaches are sweet enough, you don't need a cup of sugar. I will typically just puree the peaches like in a blender or in the food processor. And then again, like a 13 by nine, you pour it into a 13 by nine and you just go in periodically with a fork and scrape it so that it becomes, like fluffy. And that's one of our favorite things in Philly is water ice. And granita is sort of the closest you can get to water ice. And one of the things we saw, somebody encouraged us to get the second time we went back to John's Water Ice. They will top. Vanilla ice cream with water ice. So I was thinking that would also be very good too if you wanted to top your vanilla ice cream with a little granita. That would be delicious.
You know what else would be really good is Well, you've already got the Prosecco in there. I was thinking, I love a peach and a bourbon.
Yeah, there are lots of recipes if you Google that. I will also just make there's a birdie. I will blend a peach, sorry, squirrel. He's literally right in front of my face.
Love you.
I will blend up the peaches and then pour them in a oh, now there's two birdies. I will pour them in a like ice tray and just make peach ice cubes and put a little bourbon, pour a little bourbon over that. Jim Barger once made a delightful cocktail with Pimm's
Oh.
ice cubes. Still think about
Okay.
that. That one was quite refreshing.
I love that.
So yeah, those are some ideas as well.
One we had a bourbon slush one time with peach. And it was kind of, that's why the granita caught my eye with that, because it was kind of that same consistency. I think that's basically what it was. But maybe just done in a blender where you just put the stuff over ice and
Yeah, you Google it, you'll see.
whirl it around. But that's real good.
The
But
next,
Pim's.
the next one is Bobby. It's a Bobby Flay recipe. The one I've linked is more complicated than the one that I've ever made. But if you've already got your grill on, this is just good. You just half your peaches, you put them on the grill, cut side down, and grill them for a few minutes. And then top them with some mascarpone cheese and a little honey. The recipe I've linked and also includes like some sort of mint pesto, which sounds delicious, but also more complicated than it needs to be. All you
Yeah.
have to do is pull that sucker off the grill and put some mascarpone and honey on it. And y'all, it is so good. So good. One of my favorite summer treats for sure.
Love that.
And then the last one is just real basic. It's also something Birch, I linked the recipe that Birch sent me 100 years ago. It's a whole foods recipe for overnight oatmeal. And it's got like lemon zest and pecans and all that. I don't always do that, but I do eat a lot of overnight oatmeal in the summer and top it with peaches and blueberries. And again, one of my very favorite summer treats.
Love that.
That's what I've got for you.
Thank you so much.
Season of peach overload.
You know, I don't think I've said it on here. My little family is not getting together the 4th of July. And, you know, one of the main reasons I went was to get my free box of Pearson peaches that they would bring everybody.
Yeah.
And they had the ice cream too to eat that night. So I may have to order some and have them delivered. I think that's what I'm going to do.
You should.
Because I'm not planning on going back down there, so it's not like I can go for a visit.
Wedding, by the way, so I'm drinking coffee
Yeah,
and
it's hot. Well, it's hot. It's just, I know if it's hot up here, I know you're dying down there.
I just it's impossible to cool this place off in the summer.
Yeah.
And what I've learned several years ago, because I have like a hotel air conditioner, like one of those
Yep.
window door
Wall unit.
wall units. Thank you. So what I learned years ago is to just stick a fan in front of that, so at least some of the cold air will blow out, because it
Yeah.
was pointed right at my refrigerator. It's so dumb. Anyway, well, my fan is all messed up. I had to order another fan, and it
Oh,
a huge
it's not in
difference.
yet.
Oh, anyway,
Yep.
sorry. Okay, Katie, tell us about your favorites.
So one thing that we did up at the lake, we always do it, but I just forgot how much I love it. And it's really more about just taking a moment where you are and just stopping and putting everything else away and just enjoying the moment. We, every night that it's not raining, and sometimes when it is, take the boat to the dam at Lake Notley. And one night we got pizza and took that out there and had a little pizza dinner out on the boat, and we watched the sunset. And it is the most beautiful thing to watch the sunset over the water like that. It was just one night we got in the water, but most of the time we just sit and enjoy the 10, 15 minutes of the beauty of the sunset. It's the most gorgeous thing. So wherever you are this summer, the sunsets are gorgeous right now. So Manny, maybe you just look out your window because it's seventh level of hell hot right now, but just enjoy. Maybe it's not the sunset, maybe it's something else, but take a minute, meet with your friends. I know you do go sit on the beach a lot with friends, maybe not in the summer, but other times of the year you'll go. I've seen you post pictures, but that's just, I just love it. And I forgot how much I love it until we went back and did it this past weekend. So,
I remember before I moved down here, my friend Susie, my best friend from childhood, has lived down here for 20 years. So we would see her when we'd come down every summer, and she would be like, "Yeah, I don't ever go to the beach." And I'd be like, "What is wrong with you?" And now I totally get it. But when Etta was still alive, we would every single night go across the street for sunset. So I do like that. And that was good. That was very nice. And that made me like where I live a whole lot more than I do right now. Although most of the pictures I have right now of Etta on the beach, from 11 years ago, are with the moon in the background, not the sun, because it is too hot.
It is too hot. It is way too hot. So that's why I said just find something and take a minute and just breathe and
Absolutely. I
enjoy
think
life.
that's, being able to find the joy in the little things in life, I think is key.
And it's even better when you can find your people and do it together. So I can't wait to do that again next week. Now, next week, because it's the fourth, it's going to be a lot crazier. So I don't know what it's going to be like, but they tie boats together some nights and we all just sit out there and chat. And it's anyway, so find some people and do something peaceful. The other thing that I did, my friend Becky, who I was at the lake with, but we've been reading a lot this summer. If you can tell, all my favorites are books, but we read Abby Jimenez this past time, and this is, I don't know if it's like a series or like a group of books, but we read the third one, which is her latest one. It is so good. It's called Just for the Summer. It's really, really good, easy read, super cute, not too hokey, really good, really good. It was a little it's a little triggering at times. Because one of the characters in there reminds me of someone that Mandy and I have to deal with in life. So anyway, but it was really good. It was really, really good. Highly recommend Abby Jimenez. And we're going to start the other two. The other two were ordered and are coming today.
Good.
So recommend that. And then there's some music. This week, there's been a ton of new music to come out. My two favorite, Mandy, I don't know if you listened on the way home, but the Lake Street Dive album, full album, is now out. It was just a couple singles.
Way to Birmingham, I listened to it.
So good. So good. And then Lawrence, which is another kind of Americana indie band, it's a brother and sister. Their new full album dropped as well. And I love them. They're super cute. They've got some great music. So go find some good music and crank the, don't roll your windows down. It's too hot. Turn the air up in your car and sing at the top of your lungs. The other thing that I have found that I love, and I hadn't we were just at Ingles and grabbed these the other day for the lake. But you can, I saw them at Whole Foods. You can get them all kinds of places. There, it's the Siet, I guess that's how you say that. Churro strips. And so they're like tortilla strips, but they're a little bit healthier way to do it. So there's no grain in them. They're baked in avocado oil. But these are the churro strips. So they come in all different flavors, but this is not just cinnamon and sugar. There's some kind of other, just a little bit of spice that's so, they're delicious. I only got one bag the other day at Whole Foods and I should have gotten five. They're so good. So I linked to their website, but you can get them everywhere. So I know Walmart carries them and all the places carry them, but I highly recommend them. They're great just to grab a handful to snack on in the afternoons for a little something sweet.
Yeah.
So
Well, good.
there we go. There's all variety of favorites.
Good. Good, good.
So, what is your week looking like, ma'am, for the 4th of July? What are you doing? Laying low? Are you still in I'm saying no to things.
I am. I said yes to keeping Gracie. We haven't had
Oh yeah,
Gracie fighting in a while.
you have not.
But yes, Susie's going to Moultrie, and Gracie, she usually would take Gracie with her to Moultrie, but Gracie has decided to just bolt at every opportunity she gets, and she has bolted out of Susie's dad's apartment like 4 or 5 times at this point. And you know how it is, like when you're staying with somebody who's not used to having the
Yeah.
dog and having to keep the door shut, it's just gonna happen. So Susie's just decided she's not taking Gracie with her to Moultrie anymore. So
There we
I'm
go.
going to keep Gracie, so I don't know if I will go to Susie's or if I'll stay here. I may just go to Susie's because it'll be a little more peaceful.
Yeah.
The 4th of July, just from a straight up fireworks standpoint,
Yes.
because I live across the street from the largest public beach access in Walton County. And I don't know if y'all have ever sat at a public beach access on the 4th of July. I've done it once. I will never do it again because I was
Nope.
pretty sure I was going to die
Yeah.
because people are just setting off fireworks like you
Everywhere.
would
Yeah.
not believe.
Yeah.
So I may just go. I mean, it'll still be fireworks central, but it won't be quite as bad as Susie. So I may just go stay there. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, no, zero plans. Zero.
Good.
Yes.
Extend
Exactly how I
that
like it.
month of no.
Exactly how I like it.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going back to the lake. They are very kind and welcoming me back. It'll be the 80th anniversary of Morris being shot down in World War II. So maybe next week I'll tell a little bit more of that story. I have to go look back and look and see. I don't think I've told that story on here.
You have not. You talked about the fact that he was when we were talking about the Masters of
Yeah.
Nature.
Yes. So I'll tell that story next week. I'll make sure to tell that because it'll be the 80th anniversary of that. And so I'll be the like, look, okay. When I say this family normally does fireworks, like it's set to music fireworks, like they don't play. But I think this year with, they've got kids that are teenagers, and so it's life is just all over the place. So I think we're just gonna get on the boat, and instead of just sunset cruising, we're gonna watch the fireworks on the boat, which is always fun and real pretty. So that'll be fun. It'll be great. So I'm
Good.
excited. Yeah. And so I'll be up there to record the podcast next week. So
Excellent.
yeah.
Yeah, when is 4th of July?
On Thursday. On Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know.
But really this weekend I plan on watching gymnastics, and I'm sure I hope, well, I don't hope it's, I hope for the girls it's not very drama filled, but I hope for myself that it's very like nail biter.
Yeah. I listened to the ESPN Daily podcast last week did a women's gymnastics primer. So if you're interested at all in
Oh.
sort of the backstory of who's who and who's expected to do what, you should go listen to that. Give you some background.
So also Netflix is trying to get in on the game. And there's a lot of series coming up. So one that flashed up that I think is next week it comes out is called Sprinter. So it follows like all the runners. So I
I
don't
have to tell
know.
you that I just canceled my Netflix subscription because I had not watched anything on Netflix in several months. So
There we go.
now that I did, I'm like, oh, now there are all these things I want to
All the
watch.
sports. Yeah. So it's Sprinter. There's several of new sports series, documentary series coming out. So I'll need to go back and listen to that ESPN. I missed that one. So I need to go back and listen.
Well, I was going to say too. The Reggie, I was going to recommend that Reggie Jackson said he was
Oh,
making
yes.
last week after his talk about what it was like to play baseball in Birmingham in the 1960s.
Yes.
And Katie texted me, she's like, "Have you seen this?" I said, "Girl, I saw it live and was
Yeah.
worried the whole time they were about to pull the feed because he was speaking very frankly." And then it just went
Yeah.
viral on Instagram, and everybody was so shocked. And I'm like, these people have obviously not watched the documentary on
Yes.
Amazon, and it's called Reggie, and it's great. Y'all should watch it. If you like sports at all, Reggie is an interesting cat, and it was like, I'm like, yeah, I knew all this. What y'all talking about? So go watch that. Yeah.
Definitely have to do that. And I did listen to that podcast, by the way, that you recommended, and loved every single minute of it. So thank you. As always, do what Mandy tells you to do. Just do it. It'll bring you joy. And your wallet will suffer, but that's okay.
That was free. That was
That
free.
was free, but like there are bracelets and there are other things. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Free. That was
I'm
free.
gonna order peaches, definitely. So I'm sure we will have lots to update next week. And oh, the other thing, and I meant to tell Mandy before this came out, we'll put something out on the Instagram page. JT, our lovely, sweet, kind, amazing IT department, is a counselor at church camp this week. So he hopes that he can get it up on Friday. But we will give him lots of grace if it's Saturday. But I have already told him, he said they're having a great time. So he is definitely sleep deprived, if nothing else. So God love him.
I feel you, JT.
Yeah. He's so cute. No, don't be shy. And I say this with love because I am one, in different ways than he is, but he gets all the nerd boys in his cabin and they adore him. And he is so precious and kind. And we love JT. So
Awesome.
yeah.
Thanks, y'all. Everybody have a
Thanks,
good day.
y'all. Yep. Have a great week and we'll see you next week.